See, I believe that when we drink a beer like what we're wrapping up with today with Sean and Peter from Roadies, there has to be balance. You can only have so many double, triple IPAs before you actually have to take care of the body, mind, and soul, because you're actually doing some of that on Sunday. You're doing a Pilates and breakfast burrito class.
Yeah, we got a Pilates company that is going to be using our venue space to run a Pilates class at 10 a.m. They are the ones selling the tickets, and then we have one of our food trucks that is coming in and doing breakfast burritos for everybody. And they
it's not just, you see, you're not giving it its due. When you say breakfast burritos, like, these guys make the tortillas, like, right there. It's ball of dough. They cook it, and then they throw the guts in it, and you have a burrito.
They are so good.
I mean, can you tell that it's Thursday and I'm hungry? We've been sitting here talking for the last 10 minutes.
Right.
That goes on. That's a ticketed event. And then later on Sunday, you know, nothing goes better with reggae than Sunday afternoons.
It'll be a perfect free afternoon of reggae. We have a local reggae band coming in. They're doing a small little two-hour set to kind of close out the weekend. Start your week off right.
I'm ending my Thursday all right, because now on the flip side of that, we have dropped all the light beers and hoppy profiles and gone straight for the throat of a double IPA.
Oh, yeah.
So this is going to be our headbanger, double IPA, which is our regular's favorite. We can't keep the cans in stock, but no. An 8.5%, a little bit more dank on the resinous side, but we use Nelson, Mosaic, and Citra hops in this.
Do you sing to the beer when it's in the tank too? Because
no.
I know you're a big opera fan.
Mostly I yell at the hoses that get in my way and don't do what I want. But hoses are the worst things. They like work against you.
So I will vouch for it. He will yell at the hoses. But he does, he'll put on his music in the production area, turn it up loud, and I will walk in the mornings and hear him singing out loud while he's...
I mean, who can't sing along to Neon Moon? That's a good Brooks and Dunn song.
You know what? I was going to ask, what's the most awkward song you've walked in on Peter singing? But I think he just already admitted.
He already outed himself on that one.
You know what? I got you covered. We're going to pair this since it's called Headbangers Double IPA. Remember the old Headbangers Ball from MTV?
Oh, yeah.
Then you know this band.